was America any, had America or has America been anything like that since then, in terms of coming together as a country to face a common adversary?
No, I don't think it has, because World War II was a global war. And we were fighting Japanese and Germans and Italians and all this, and they had a lot of programs on radio about buying bonds and movie stars that would donate time and things like this. I remember going to some of those back in about 1942 and 1943. They have a lot of them that have two or three of them, and they'd have these get-togethers and stuff. And what it was the admission you had to pay. You had to pay, I think, around 50 cents, I think, to get in. But the whole thing was about it all was to sell war bonds. And patriotism and things like that, people were really and truthfully a lot more patriotic back then.
You think it was simply because of it was a global war? Do you think America could do that again if we were faced with a similar crisis?
No. No, because you see little things, you see these things that happened in Samoa and out in the desert war and stuff like this. I don't think the United States would never fight another world war.
Remember when it became known what the Germans had done to the Jews?
Well, we didn't hear about it until after the war was over. We started getting a lot of movie releases and things like this about the U.S. troops, you know, going into Germany and finding all these things. And
did that create a lot of sympathy for the Jews?
Well, I don't think so, because really, truthfully, I never knew it. I never did know it, any Jews.
What did you think a Jew was? What did you even think of a Jew?
Well, like I say, I never did come across any. I went to school, I think, I think we had some in school that were Jewish. But, I don't know, we never had an opinion or anything.
Well, what were race relations like during World War II?
Well,
in your community.
Well, in our community and everything, that they still had black and white waiting rooms at bus stations and train stations, and they had black and white restaurants. They had restaurants where the Negroes couldn't go, and the Negroes had to all sit towards the end of the bus. They had a line that was drawn along the center of the bus, and they wasn't allowed to come part of that line.
Were there any problems with any of those during the war?
No, we didn't. Matter of fact, I never gave it any thought or anything.
Mm-hmm. Was it? Did you have any in your school? Any blacks?
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a black boy that lived down the road. I reckon about 2 or 3 miles that I used to play with all the time. And my mother never said anything about black people or anything else, and so I didn't think anything of it.
When soldiers came home, or sailors or Marines or whoever came home on leave, were they treated with a lot of respect, or were they looked upon as heroes by you guys?
We always talk to them and ask them where they'd been and what they had done, and looked at all of their ribbons and things like this. And Norfolk or in Virginia will be in the location that it was in. They had a little post all around Norfolk. Mm-hmm. And I know right down the road from where we were, there was one. I think they had two tents. And
two tents.
Yeah, two tents that they lived in. But they were outside of chemical factories and things like this. It was more or less to guard against saboteurs and
local security.
Yeah.
Do you remember VE Day?
VE Day. In Europe.
Was that a big deal in your town?
Yeah, it was a big deal. I can't remember that much about it, really.
VE or VJ Days? Was it, do you remember the news that the war was over?
Yeah. Now, VJ Day, it was a big deal because crewmen. This was the first time that we found out anything about him after FDR died. Truman never did get into the headlines and stuff like that. He was the type of person that he just didn't go in for stuff like that, you know. And but then he authorized that the atomic bomb to be used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and all. And
what did y'all think about that?
Well, we thought it was great.
Starting the war.
Yeah, because I mean, we wanted to. Japanese were hated, and of course Germans were too. I mean, you know, we didn't have any compunctions or anything else of killing them. And so when Truman authorized the use of the atomic bomb on Japan, well, we thought that was great. We wished that we had done it, dropped about 10 more on them.
And your brother, you remember when your brother came home? Was it right after World War II?
Yeah.
When was that? Was it still in 1945?
He came home in about November 1945.
Did you greet him at the railroad station, the bus station?
We went down.
I remember everything.
Yeah, we went down to the train station and saw him. He looked a lot different than what he said, the way he was when he left.
Parents were pretty excited about getting him back.
Yeah.
Did he tell you a lot of war stories? Or?
No, he never would. He never did say very much. He'd talk, you know, a little bit, but not say a great deal. But
did he stay in the military?
No, he got out. He got out, and went to work.
So, in 1945, you were in high school or junior high?
Yeah, high school.
Was in high school. Did that affect the end of World War II? Did that affect? How did that change the community? Was there a lot less? The rationing stopped, or?
Yeah, the rationing stopped, and things had. Had started to pick up. I mean, you know, like I really don't know how to put it, but you know, we started getting more things, people. They stopped it, and of course then we bought another car, and
you say during when you were in school in World War II there were a lot of things that your school did towards the war effort. Were there any other, were you involved with any other youth groups outside of school? Was there any?
No, not outside of school. Seems like everything that we did back then was all done. It was school related.
How were the schools? How was your school set up? Did you have one teacher throughout the day? How many children were there? What kind of discipline was there?
Hey, you got to be quiet. Well, the schools and all were set up a lot different than what they are now. We had a homeroom that everybody was assigned. That we went to that room in the morning. And then throughout the day, we had to go to different classrooms, different teachers.
What grade was this for? When did this start?
Oh, it was like it's the whole way up in junior high.
Where did it start? Seventh or eighth grade?
Well, about the, I think the ninth grade.
Okay.
Or maybe the eighth time. Been too long ago. but then after the last class was over with, that afternoon we went back to our homeroom.
So we did.
Is that the way y'all did?
What were classes like? About an hour long?
Yeah, some of them an hour, some of them was a little bit longer. Our math classes that we didn't like English and math and stuff, they were longer than the other classes.
They seemed longer.
Well, I think they were really longer because they definitely seem longer.
Did you walk to school or take a bus, or how did you get there?
Well, back when I was in grade school, but we're not supposed to talk about that. We're supposed to talk about the
years.
Well,
that's fine.
Back during grade school, well, I rode a donkey.
A what?
I rode a donkey at school. A mule.
You rode a mule at school.
Yeah.